This is Pulse 2, Matchday Live.
Matchday Live. Michael, last Saturday you were fuming with the performance. What are your thoughts after that today?
Obviously, bitterly disappointed. I made a point before the game of saying to the lads that these are the sort of games where they can trip you up, and they can trip you up very quickly if you approach them in the wrong manner. And if you think that you're starting to get a little bit ahead of steam off the back of a result on Tuesday, albeit not a great performance, the fact that we got 3 points, you quickly in this division you get undone. And Wickham today, you know, obviously they came here buoyed by their result in midweek with a little bit of a spring in the step, and that coupled with the fact that we were bitterly disappointing in all aspects. And I've got no complaints today. There's no point in me standing here and trying to defend it. On far too many aspects, we were way off.
Yeah, can you put your finger on why we weren't at it today, Michael?
I think it's a combination of things sometimes. Maybe a little bit of fatigue, as I said. Sometimes that that mentality comes in whereby you've got a result on Tuesday and it's Wickham who were in the bottom four, and all of a sudden you're thinking this is going to be an easy afternoon. And as much as you try and get that message across, you've still got to go out and do the job out on the pitch. And today we just simply haven't done that. Right across the pitch, it's difficult to say that anybody's done it. And for us, I think the message that we've just said in there to the lads and how they've got to go away and have a look at themselves is, we bring a young lad on for the second half in Luca Colville, who shows everybody what it means to be a footballer, just for his urgency and his bravery to try and do something, constantly looking to get on the ball. And he got his rewards with a goal. And in football, if you're prepared to do that, you'll be successful. And if you turn up like we did today, then you're going to lose football matches. So, as I say, I'm not going to patch up. Bitterly disappointed.
Changed the personnel today, 2 changes, and changed the formation. Do you expect you're going to get a bit of stick as a result of that?
Yeah, right. I'm one of them that I'll take it on the chin. I can't stand here and defend that today. We got it wrong. We had a game plan to begin with. We've put in Sherwin up there with his pace, and it's not worked for us. Wickham sat off initially and almost encouraged us to play out. And at home, we've got to get in their half a lot faster than we did, and we were too slow. The passes were too slow. We almost set the tempo perfectly for them. We took the sting out of the games ourselves with the way we approached it. We all almost lulled ourselves into a false sense of security because we was getting on the ball early doors. We've got to be better than that. It's a simple, there's no point in me standing here and talking through tactics. That's when you're at home, against teams like Wickham, you've got to take the game to them, and for 20, 25 minutes until they scored the goal, we didn't do that.
Does it concern you we might not have enough quality in the side going forward? We've got less than a week for the transfer window. Is there enough in that squad? Are we going to be okay this season?
I think that's certainly something that we've got to have a good look at now. Every time you go out on the pitch, you're judged. There's in all the performances this season, whether we've won or we've lost, I don't think we've hit top notch. So, there's lots of things that we've got to look at. Like I say, it's for me. It's something that's got to be addressed when, as I say, Luca Colville comes on the pitch and Jordan Gibson, young lads with enthusiasm, and enthusiasm lifts the performance to the point where you get yourself back in the game. Now, there's no point in me saying that we're unlucky or we deserve to lose the game today.
Flattered as the 2-1, I think.
Yeah, of course it did. That's the disappointing thing. The fans, they do deserve better, and I can't stand here and say that they shouldn't have criticised today, because they had every right to, because we just simply didn't give them enough to get behind. So no excuses from me. That was not good enough. It was back to the drawing board Monday. Make sure the lads come in, and in no uncertain terms, now we've got to have a good look at ourselves.
I suppose it's stating the obvious, but there's probably going to be changes next week. Players who won it a little bit more than the 11 who were out there today.
I think that's certainly something that we've got to look at. You have to earn the right to your shirt week in, week out. And today, far too many have not done that. So it gives those on the outside today that little bit of spring in the step coming back in Monday, knowing that shirts will be up for grabs. And we have to quickly, sort ourselves out going into Fleetwood, because that'll be a difficult game next Saturday. So we'll have to make sure that we go there, with far, far more enthusiasm and far more endeavour than we've shown today. And that's the disappointing thing. Sometimes you can get it wrong with the performance, but off the back of that, there's no excuse for not making sure that you're putting in the hard yards. And like I say, for Luca Colville, credit to him to come on and be an example to the rest is, good for him, but for me, very disappointing. Players out there that you've put a lot of trust in, we have to see more. So it's one of them really, really disappointing afternoons.
Are you concerned about the style of play as well? You're trying to implement this style of play, and we looked a little bit lost at time that we weren't quite sure how we should be going about business.
I think, you know, as I say, I could.
It's easy to say after.
I could go on and on, you know, about styles of play. But for me, what was lacking today was just simply urgency. You know, as I say, everything was too slow. The movements, even to receive, whether you were going longer, whether you were going short, it was all too slow. And off the back of that, you know, teams like Wigan who come, who were prepared to kind of sit in the middle of the pitch and be prepared to counter us, we played into their hands a little bit. So, you know, the style of play for me today, yes, you can look at that, but I just look at the enthusiasm and the urgency, and it just wasn't there. You know, weather Tuesday took a little bit more out of us than I thought. I'm unsure. Again, we'll have to have a look back at it, but we just missed so many opportunities to go forward and to go forward safely. And when you do that against a team like Wickham and you allow them to stay in the game, they're always going to have an opportunity to counter you and hurt you, and they've done that. And both goals were disappointing, you know, very, very disappointing goals to concede at any level. You know, whether it be in the Football League or outside the Football League, we have to be better than that. You know, I'm not going to stand here and make excuses on so many facets today. We have to be miles better.
5 games in, you're under pressure as well. Have you got confidence in your ability that you can, not exactly turn things around, but you can get this team playing? Because you're going to have to, aren't you, and soon?
Yeah, you know, I came into this, I understand the expectations of the club and what a big club it is and the pressure that gets thrown on you straight away, and rightly so. And as I say, the disappointing thing for me is that, you know, I can't come and give any answers as to why we were so far off today, but we were, and I can't defend that. I'm not going to hide behind it. You know, for me now, I have to show that kind of resilience and that resolve in myself to make sure that I find everything within me to make sure that we find out what went wrong today and we put it right quickly. Because in football, you know, if you don't turn things around very quickly and you don't make sure that you're doing the right things going into the next game, then very quickly you can find yourself in trouble. So I'm well aware of that. You know, as I say, I'm not going to make any excuses today. That was miles off, and we have to be miles better going into Fleetwood next week.
Just a quick check on Sean Scannell. He went off. Was that an injury?
Yeah, he had a, you know, obviously the nature of the game, we wanted to keep him out there, but you know, at half time he was just feeling his groin a little bit, so we'll have to be careful with that one. You know, disappointing for us because he was effective on Tuesday, you know, so we'll just have to address that over the course of the weekend, get him back in the building Monday and take it from there.
Was it one final question? Were you tempted to change it at half time? Was that maybe one of the reasons why you just wait 10 minutes to see how Sean was?
I think sometimes when you've had such a, again, it comes down to trust, when you've had such a disappointing 45 minutes, sometimes.
They got a rocket at half time. Yeah, you wanted a reaction.
And that's the thing. You let them know exactly where they need to improve. And it was one of them where, again, a little bit of trust. You give them 10 minutes to say, right, go and show these fans and go and show us that you're a lot better than that. And unfortunately, we didn't get that. So, you know, there's no point in waiting 20, 25 for that reaction. You have to see it. And it wasn't there. So today we had to make changes.
OK, appreciate you being honest. Disappointing afternoon. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael Collins joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
This is Pulse 2 Match Day Live.